Professor and News. I'm Mary Rose. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the U.S. military plane that went down in Iraq, killing all six crew members.
Former Air Force Safety Center investigator Alan Deal says the crash investigation will be thorough.
We don't know if there was a human error involved either by the air crew members or by maintenance or by air traffic controllers.
He also says they will look at mechanical error. And finally,
I'm not saying this is a factor, but they've got to eliminate things like mental fatigue.
I'm Julie Walker.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will meet with China's vice premier in Paris for 2 days of talks starting Sunday. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The trade talks will set the stage for President Trump's upcoming visit to Beijing at the end of the month. During a meeting last year, Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to a one-year truce in a trade war that temporarily saw back-and-forth tariffs soar to triple digits before the two sides climbed down. Analysts are watching for signs of deals on purchases and trade gaps. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Southwest Airlines is making major changes at two airports. Bill Alexander reporting.
Southwest will discontinue service to Chicago O'Hare Airport and Washington Dulles International Airport this year, discontinuing service to both airports on June 4th. An airline representative said that the decision was made as part of its ongoing efforts to refine its network. Southwest said it will continue to operate flights out of Midway International Airport in Chicago and Reagan National Airport outside Washington.
U.S. officials say 2,500 more Marines in an amphibious assault ship are being sent to the Middle East, nearly 2 weeks into the war with the Islamic Republic. Also, a missile struck a helipad inside the U.S. Embassy compound Saturday morning. This is SRN News. A new study of Generation Z.
There have been reports of revival amongst America's youngest adults, but if that's true, then there apparently needs to be a corresponding surge in discipleship. According to the latest from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 1% of Gen Z has a biblical worldview. In fact, the CRC concludes that just 4% of all Americans possess a biblical worldview, and older people are much more likely than the young to have one. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a bevy of studies, marriage and family are in decline in this country. 60 years ago, about 72% of adults were married and over 90% would go on to marry. Today, 46% of adults are unmarried and half of these people aren't even interested in dating. Population forecasters project that about 25% of millennials and 33% of Generation Z will never marry. This is SRN News. President Trump on Friday signed a pair of executive orders aimed at showing his commitment to improving home affordability, a key issue for many voters going into November's election for control of the House and Senate.
Under the first order, the federal government would reduce its own housing regulatory burdens and create incentives for best practices by state and local governments with the goal of making it easier for builders to construct more homes. The second order would reduce the regulatory burdens tied to mortgages and make it easier for smaller community banks to provide home loans. The executive orders show how the Trump administration is seeking to put more of a policy emphasis on the importance of home ownership. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Home sales rose last month as buyers took advantage of easing mortgage rates and an increase in available pre-owned homes leading into the springtime home buying season. Home prices continued to rise last month, albeit more slowly. The national median sale price increased 3% in February from $398,000. SRNNews.com.